On the road to November 2nd, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry and President Bush are trading more barbs over Iraq. Today, Senator Kerry laid out more of his plans for fighting what he calls a tougher, smarter, and more effective war on terrorism. NPR's Scott Horsley has more from the campaign trail.
John Kerry paid President Bush a rare compliment today, saying the president was right to invade Afghanistan and overthrow the Taliban. But since then, Kerry says Mr. Bush has made a series of wrong choices, from relying on Afghan warlords in the unsuccessful hunt for Osama bin Laden to rushing to war in Iraq, which Kerry calls a profound diversion.
The president's misjudgment, miscalculation, and mismanagement of the war in Iraq all make the war on terror harder to win. Iraq is now what it was not before the war. A haven for terrorists.
Kerry promised to finish the job in Iraq and refocus energies on what he calls the real war on terror. His plan, elements of which he's discussed before, includes expanding the nation's military and intelligence resources, securing loose nuclear materials, targeting terrorist financiers, including those in Saudi Arabia, and beefing up homeland security. Kerry also says the U.S. must promote economic progress and education in the Muslim world to make it harder for terrorist networks to find new recruits.
If all they get to do is go to radical Islamic madrasas and learn how to hate and learn how to strap themselves with explosives, we have a problem for years to come, my friends. The future is a race between schools that spark learning and schools that teach hate. We have to preempt the haters.
Kerry renewed his promise to bring more international allies to the cause, despite what he says is scoffing by the Bush administration.
We're not going to get more cooperation in the war on terror, they say, no matter what. Well, I have news for President Bush. Just because you can't do something doesn't mean it can't be done.
Campaigning in Wisconsin today, President Bush tried to turn the issue of alliances against Kerry. He criticized the senator for saying yesterday that Iraq's prime minister had made contradictory statements about progress in his country.
This brave man came to our country to talk about how he's risking his life for a free Iraq, which helps America. And Senator Kerry held a press conference and questioned Prime Minister Alawi's credibility. You can't lead this country if your ally in Iraq feels like you question his credibility.
Kerry was introduced in Philadelphia by Lori Van Auken, whose husband was killed in the World Trade Center attack. Kerry spoke directly to women's security concerns today, saying no American mother should have to lie awake, worrying about whether her children will be safe at school the next day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Philadelphia.